B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Second date update made hot by Dunkin'. Sipping is believing. Come into Dunkin' and get $2 medium lattes and cappuccinos from 2 to 6 p.m. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer excludes signature lattes.
What's up, Will? How can we help you?
Yeah, I don't know. We had our first date, and I don't know. I haven't heard from her since, but it was a weird date.
What was the date?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, well, we had a date set up, and her grandma passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided...
Did she pass away, like, during the date, or did you...
It was before the date.
Okay.
It's confusing, but... So she passed away, and then... Like, I decided to, all right, I'm just going to go, I'm going to be a good person, I'm going to go to the wake. That'll be the date.
Wait.
So,
Was you at her wake?
Yeah.
Okay. This already sounds sketchy, yeah. But go ahead.
Right.
Did you bring her flowers and maybe you were, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. It was, like, really weird, but I wanted to be a good person. I just felt like I wanted to show her some support. And I figured, hey, how could this not, bring us closer together? I'll just do the right thing and just, I'll go to the wake. And
dude, on the first date, though.
I know. I thought it went well, though. I really thought that, I was supportive and I thought I was just doing the right thing. But I haven't heard from her since, so I don't know what happened.
Right.
But maybe she's upset because of her grandmother. I wasn't really sure why. I haven't heard from her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that is entirely possible. And I mean, she could be grieving and just doesn't want to talk to anybody. I mean,
right. No, I mean, I thought it went really well, considering.
Yeah.
And
all right.
I'm just a little confused about the whole thing at this point. So I figured bring you guys in. Maybe you could do some detective work and find out what happened.
I feel like when we call her up, she's going to be like, date? No, he just happened to be at the wake, but who knows? I mean... Okay, we'll give her a call for you next, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on. Second date update on 10s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Amber?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to sound very weird, Amber, but please stay on the phone. It's the Get Up Crew. It's from Hot 96.9, the radio station. My name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. So... Can I explain? If you give me 20 seconds, there's nothing wrong with it. It's all good why we're calling you.
Okay.
So we got your phone number from a gentleman who would love to take you out on a date. You know who he is. He knows you. He feels like you have a connection. And he would love just
really?
To...
Really?
Yeah, he would just love to go on a date with you and see if you guys... See if you feel the same way. So we're calling because we'll pay for all the drinks, the food, all that stuff. And you just see if you hit it off with this guy.
It sounds like a scam. Like you want my credit card number?
No. Like I said, we'll pay for everything. I'm going to tell you the guy's name too. Okay.
And we'll go ahead.
Okay, so his name is Will, and so he said that. Okay, well, can I just tell you? Okay, can I just tell you what he said to us? Because
I'm sure whatever he said, it was disgusting. The guy is so nasty, disrespectful. There's no
Okay, so he. Said that you guys had a date set up, but your grandmother passed away. Sorry for that. And that, he said your first date was at her wake. And I just have a hard time believing that's a date. So how about if he said he would like to go like on a real date with you, if that's possible.
Okay. Listen, this asshole showed up at my grandma's wake. He was crying. He was hugging my mom.
Mm-hmm.
He was acting like he knew Gammy. He was telling stories about how...
Stop it.
Yes, about he and Mimi, which nobody ever called her Mimi. We called her Gammy. And he remembered meeting her when we were skiing at the slopes.
What?
Gammy never went skiing, not one time in her life. Everybody's looking at this guy like he is that
Wait, hold on a second. Amber, Will's on the phone. He's listening to what you're saying.
You can't keep quiet.
Yeah.
I can't. No, I was
Are you kidding
support.
me?
I was listening to what people were telling me. I was listening to stories about her, and then I just kind of wove them together, and I talked about it. I don't see what's wrong with that.
You're just making stuff up and just throwing it out there.
Stories
like stay
that.
Home and bake cookies, and you're telling me wild stories about some crazy woman.
I talked about the cookies.
Why
did you even say anything at all? Why did you just like kind of lay back in the cut?
He's crying so hard, they feel like they got to give him a hug and console him because they think he's all broken up.
I'm sensitive. I was moved. I was moved by what was going on. I don't understand what's showing my sensitive side. What's wrong with that? I mean, I'm there at Mimi's wake, and I want to show everyone that I care.
It's not Mimi. It's Gammy. You didn't even know her.
I think, Pebbles, I seriously think we can fix this one.
No way.
It doesn't matter.
No, guys, listen. I could see, like, it is the thought that counts. He did make some mistakes, but it is the thought. He was trying to be, you know, nice, sensitive. He was trying to be there for you. So how about you guys go on a date? You can discuss it, get to know each other a little bit better. And Will, next time something like that happens, just support her from like a distance.
That sounds fair to me.
Okay. Amber?
Let me tell you something. My life is not one of those damn Hallmark movies. I don't need all this overly crying emotion every time I turn around. If I wanted to date a girl, I'd be a lesbian, but I'm trying to find a man. So, Will, walk away.
I don't think Mimi would agree with you. I think, would Mimi really want
that? Her name was Gammy.
It doesn't matter.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.